There's been a lot of talk about jail overcrowding and criminal justice reforms designed to reduce the problem in Oklahoma. But some of the remedies put forth raise concerns for those worried about keeping communities safe. As Quentin Chandler reports, one northeastern Oklahoma county has been trying to grapple with these issues and concerns.
2.5 years ago, people arrested in Rogers County were crammed into any available space on cots and plastic beds. The jail was overflowing, unsafe, and unaffordable. Skyrocketing jail populations have become a common story in Oklahoma. Local governments have spent millions on new jails over the last 20 years just trying to keep up. Rogers County did something different. They called criminal justice experts who were helping other counties with jail overcrowding.
There were a lot of opportunities in their system.
Nancy Fishman is with the Vera Institute of Justice. Her staff said police were arresting too many people for minor crimes. Bail was expensive, and because they couldn't afford it, prisoners spent months in jail before they went to trial. So the Institute made a recommendation. With a system and some conditions, let some of those people out of jail.
Is there a very specific and imminent risk that a person will cause harm to another individual, not just some general sense that this is somebody we think of as a risky person?
Rogers County took the advice and created a pretrial release program, one of at least four in the state. Matt Sparks ran the program for the county sheriff's office. He went from locking people in jail to coordinating their release.
2 years ago, I knew very little about it, but since then, I've immersed myself.
With the pretrial release experiment, the jail population decreased, and it was generally thought to be a success. But this year, that ended. Sparks says the program wasn't getting supported. Funding uncertainty and pressure from prosecutors left him disillusioned. When the sheriff and the county attorney demanded a say in which prisoners were recommended to the court for release, Sparks and his single employee resigned.
I felt like the writing kind of was on the wall.
One high-profile case changed everything.
It involved a 5-month-old that was not only going through detox from methamphetamine, but was actually high on methamphetamine.
District Attorney Matt Ballard and the county sheriff objected to releasing the boy's father, who was charged with felony child neglect.
We wouldn't always make a recommendation on a charge like that, but if someone meets the criteria, they don't have much of a criminal background, they score well on our risk assessment.
Sparks says the recommendation was objective and based on data. If the father could have afforded bail, Sparks says he would have gotten out anyway. At least with the program, he had rules he had to follow. In the end, it was only a recommendation.
The DA would have an opportunity to look at the packets right before they went to the judge, and then the packet would make its way to the judge who would make that final determination.
For Ballard, the case is a perfect example of a flawed program.
Those are the type of cases this community expects me to take very seriously.
The judge released that defendant under strict conditions, but Sparks says afterward, county officials demanded more control over the program. Ballard says he supports pretrial release, but with more serious crimes, the question of whether someone gets out of jail before a trial is complicated.
If you have a victim of a crime, I want to be able to look my victim in the face and say, you're safe.
Disagreement was common when releasing people charged with higher level crimes.
It's the vanguard versus the old guard. So letting people out, even on a pretrial basis, unconvicted people, it's very difficult for people to stomach.
A Rogers County judge told State Impact that for cases filed in the last 3 months of 2018, the district attorney's office supported most defendants for pretrial supervision. But in cases filed this year, prosecutors objected to nearly every release recommendation. Without staff, the program is on hold, and its future is unclear. A judge's order can still get someone released prior to a trial, but the careful vetting of defendants' behavior that was central to the pretrial program has stopped. The issue isn't going away, though. Tulsa County is fighting a lawsuit alleging its pretrial prisoners' constitutional rights are being violated because inability to pay bail is the only reason they're locked up. And bail reform and pretrial services are at the forefront of criminal justice reform discussions at the state capitol. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.